أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 28, Al-Qasas. The narration, Makkan period. Title. This surah takes its title from verse 25, where the phrase Waqasa alayhi al-Qasas occurs. Literally, Qasas means to relate events in a proper sequence. Thus, from a lexical point of view, the word suitably describes this surah, since it relates in detail the story of Moses, peace be upon him. Period of revelation. We have already mentioned in the introduction to Surah Al-Naml, Surah 27, the statements of Abdullah ibn Abbas and Jabir ibn Zayd to the effect that Surahs Al-Shu'ara, Al-Naml, and Qasas were revealed one after the other. The language, style, and themes of these surahs also indicate that the period of their respective revelation is more or less the same. There is also another thematic link between these surahs. When the different parts of Moses' story related in these three surahs are put together, they make up the whole account. Moses, peace be upon him, had expressed his hesitation to accept the prophetic mission, saying, "As for me, they hold the charge of a crime against me. I fear they will put me to death." 26:14. When Moses, peace be upon him, subsequently went to Pharaoh's court, the latter said, "Did we not bring you up when you were a child in our house? You spent many years of your life among us, and then you committed that deed of yours." 26:18-19. No further details regarding these two matters are mentioned in that surah. Instead, they are documented in the present surah. Likewise, in Surah Al-Naml, the story had suddenly resumed from the point when Moses, peace be upon him, was traveling with his family and saw in the distance what appeared to be a fire. No details were given in that surah about the journey, its point of origin, or its destination. All of these are given here in Al-Qasas. Thus, these three surahs taken together complete Moses' story. Subject matter and main themes. This surah both dispels the doubts and refutes the objections made about the prophethood of Muhammad, peace be upon him. It also exposes the hollowness of the excuses put forward by people for not believing in him. To this end, first the story of Moses, peace be upon him, is related. This story, as will be seen, contains some parallels with the situation pertaining in Mecca at the time this surah was revealed. When the story of Moses, peace be upon him, is seen against his backdrop, several points clearly emerge.